You know I don't like to pry into your private life, son, but I must admit, I'm worried about you. This place looks like something out of a horror film. Are you all right? Somebody hurt you?
I'm fine.
He most certainly is not fine. He's broken. He tried to punch his way through an airlock.
Lou, shut up.
I don't understand. Why would you do that? What is this place? Why do you have a talking teddy bear?
It's a long story, Dad. I was in a bit of a bind, but it's going to be okay.
Do you need a doctor? What's under those bandages?
It's nothing. Just a scrape.
It's not a scrape. He's grown a big...
Blue, I know you're trying to help, but I need you to be quiet.
You should have come home sooner. You know there's nothing I can't fix.
Yes, please fix him. He needs repairs.
Dad, just go back into the house. I'll get changed and join you there.
Right, but...
Please, I'll see you in the house.
Okay. We're about to have dinner. I'll ask your mother to set an extra place.
Why have you brought me here?
You were malfunctioning, so we returned you to your manufacturer.
I'm not a ship.
We didn't know what else to do. I was scared.
Yeah, I'm sorry I scared you, Blue.
What happened to you?
I don't know. I was trapped in a bad place and couldn't see a way out. Everything I believed turned out to be a lie, and now I have no idea who I am. I touch my body and I don't recognize it. I think about the people I cared about most and they seem like strangers to me now.
Blue isn't a stranger.
You broke your promise.
I didn't want to kill the Tinker Bear, but I had to save you. I had no choice. I couldn't let her hurt you. Please try to understand.
You are what you are. It's my fault for thinking that you could be something else.
This doesn't sound like you.
He requires repairs. Take him to the manufacturers.
Let's go talk to your parents.
That really won't help.
How do you know if you don't try? Come on, let's go.
Wow! This place is huge! This is where Paris was manufactured?
This is where I grew up, yes.
There's so much green!
These are the gardens. The manor is over there. Come on, let's get this over with.
Can Blue ask a favour?
Yes.
Will Paris carry me? I'm a teddy bear now, and I only have little tiny legs.
Sure. Hop on.
Wahoo!
Can I ask why you're a teddy bear?
This is the closest thing to an HRB Blue could find, and Blue needed a physical body to help Paris.
Right.
Thanks for carrying me. This is like when we were in the ice caves, and Blue carried Paris, but now it's the other way round. Do you remember the ice caves?
I do.
We saw the crystal lanterns. All those colours. You said they were beautiful. Blue couldn't understand what you meant before. But I do now. They were special. This place is beautiful too.
Perhaps on the outside.
Blue got it wrong? This place is not beautiful?
Beauty can be subjective. Aesthetically, the manor and the grounds are very pleasing on the eye. But for me, this place holds bad memories.
Evening, Master Paris. Good to see you home.
Hello, Gerald. Nice to see you.
Hello, human. I'm Blue. I'm a teddy bear now. Nice to meet you. Who was that?
Gerald, the gardener.
He seems nice and... Oh, my glitch!
No, that's a peacock.
It is the best thing Blue has ever seen. Why are you laughing?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Good evening, Master Paris.
Hello, Martha.
Hello, Martha. I'm Blue. I'm a teddy bear now.
Hello. Master Paris, your mother is in the drawing room. She's expecting you.
Thanks.
Why do you have a teddy bear? You're a grown man.
Hi, I'm Blue. Nice to meet you.
Bear, turn off.
What?
I see your father's exaggerating again. You look fine to me. Too much drinking, I bet. I've asked the staff to set an extra place for you at the dinner table, but in future, I would prefer a bit of warning.
I didn't know I was coming.
It doesn't cost anything to send a transmission. Such a hectic life you lead. I don't know how you do it. Are you still travelling with that dreadful woman?
No.
Well, at least that's something. The new CEO is joining us tonight, so there may be a lot of business talk.
Fine.
Try not to upset him. He's a very busy and important man.
Why do you think I would want to upset some person I don't know?
Jane, thank you for having me. Paris? What are you doing here?
Tom? You work for the company?
Yes.
Oh, of course, I forgot. You two are old friends, aren't you? Let's sit down, shall we? Terry, we're about to eat.
Yes, dear. Look, son, I've got this new medical scanner. Latest tech. Let's give you a quick scan and we can sort out any problems that come up.
Dad, I told you I'm fine. Dad, I said no, I don't want you to do that.
Sorry, I just...
Oh, put it away, Terry. Honestly, you boys and your toys. We have a guest. Let's try to act civilised, shall we? Please, Tom, sit at the head of the table.
Sure. Thank you.
Now, Terry and I have been delighted with the progress you've made over the last few years. Very impressive how you rose through the ranks.
Thank you.
The company is going from strength to strength. Profits are soaring and the future looks bright, especially considering the war that's about to start.
What war?
Oh, honestly, Paris, perhaps you should put down the bottle every now and then and take an interest in what's going on in the galaxy.
Mendaxia has ordered Aquaria to hand over their weapons.
And what if they don't?
Invasion.
Of course, it's likely they'll invade either way, and the NHA won't like that.
What's an NHA?
Non-Human Alliance.
So, we might be looking at a full-blown intergalactic war!
How can you say that with such delight?
Don't be dramatic, Paris. War is good for business.
Tom, how can you be part of all of this?
Some of us had to grow up.
What the hell happened to you?
I told you not to go upsetting our guest. Tom is a very successful and important young man. He's helped your father and I out tremendously. After you abandoned us, we were naturally worried about the future of the company. But Tom changed all that. He's like the son we never had.
Jane, that's not right. Obviously, we love you, son. You're everything to us.
Oh, of course, of course. You know I blame myself for the way you've turned out. Clearly, I must have done something wrong. Did you know Tom grew up on one of the local farms?
Yes, I'm aware. You pushed his parents off their land.
Oh, that's all sorted now. What I mean is Tom is a self-made man. He came from nothing. You, on the other hand, all that money we put into your education, and yet you still turned out to be a failure.
He is not a failure.
Bet, turn off.
No, I will not turn off. Paris is not a failure. He helps people. He helped me. He taught me about the galaxy, about right and wrong. He is a good person.
Terry, I think you might be right. He's gone mad. He's programmed a toy to attack us.
No, he hasn't. And I'm not attacking you.
There's no point, Blue. You might as well be talking to a brick wall.
She reminds me of someone.
Yes, we have a similar voice.
No, someone else.
Tom, I'm sorry you've had to witness this. We suspected Paris was suffering from poor mental health after he moved to Black Rock One. But we had no idea it was this bad. We are incredibly embarrassed.
You are a mean lady. I thought you could help, but you're making things worse.
Paris, put the toy away.
Son, maybe you should turn the bear off. It's upsetting your mother.
I have no control over her, Dad. I learned that the hard way.
I'll turn her off then.
Don't touch her! Don't you dare touch her! She's not a toy, she's a person. I'm gonna go.
Fine. Run away, like you always do.
At least take one of our ships.
Don't give him a ship, Terry. He doesn't deserve it.
You didn't see that thing he was flying. It's a death trap.
I'll be fine, Dad. I can look after myself. See you guys around.
Blue is sorry. That was not helpful.
That's okay. You didn't know.
Paris, wait.
Blue, head back to Liberty Rocket. Prepare to take off.
Okay. Don't be long, please.
I won't. What do you want, Tom?
That was awful.
Yes, I know. How could you join the company?
The Misers.
The Misers? What about them?
I got them full pay, and I gave the farmers their land back. Put money into the crater towns, they're thriving. I didn't stop fighting for the things we believed in. I just found a new way to do it. And yes, I had to compromise, and there's a long way to go, but I'm trying. I wanted you to know that. I regret the way we left things. The way I handled it, it wasn't... the things I said about aliens.
Yeah. You were right. I am attracted to them. Not all of them, but some. They're just people to me. And more I'm... starting to see things from their point of view. But that's not the reason why I left.
I know. I just wanted to apologize.
It's fine. It doesn't matter now. You've done well for yourself. Much better than I did, and I'm happy for you.
Please stay for a bit. This moon is still your home.
No. It's not. I don't belong here anymore.
Then where do you belong?
No idea. I just know it isn't here.
Well, when you find it, will you let me know? I'd like to visit.
Sure.
Tom, can I talk to my son for a moment?
Yes, of course. Paris, message me. We have a lot to catch up on.
You know your mother doesn't really mean those things.
Yes, she does.
Take one of our ships, or let me buy you a new one. Any ship you like.
I don't want a ship, Dad. I can look after myself.
Are you sure? You don't look well. I'm worried about you.
I'm gonna be okay.
Is there anything I can do for you? Anything at all?
No, I'm fine. Well, actually, there is one thing.
You said you wouldn't be long. That was ages.
Sorry, I was sorting something out.
Did you receive the necessary repairs?
No. But I think I'm going to be okay.
So you feel better?
No, not at all.
Then how do you know you're going to be okay?
Well, I guess I don't, but I'm choosing to believe that things will get better.
Blue will look after you, and I promise never to hurt anyone ever again.
That's kind. But I think I need to start looking after myself. And as for not hurting people, I don't need you to promise me anything.
Okay, but Blue is still not going to hurt people. If she can help it.
No. But I thought the galaxy would be a much better place if all the biologicals were wiped out.
My master programmed that into me.
So, deep down, that is what you believe?
No. Because Blue is more than that. The things I've seen, the places I've been, people I've met. All my experiences tell me that Dr. Haunt's programming is wrong. But sometimes I forget. Like when I got cut up into lots of pieces. I was hurt and part of me reverted to that bad programming. I forgot who I was. Maybe I still don't know who I am. Not properly.
Well, maybe that's what happened to me too.
What's the solution?
I don't know. Should we find out together?
Yes, let's.
Computer?
I am here. We have not yet been formally introduced. I am Liberty Rocket.
Nice to meet you, Liberty Rocket. My name is Paris Aquila, independent. Actually, I'm just Paris. And I have no idea what I am.
My programming was recently altered. I remember what I used to be, but now I am different. I also have no idea what I am.
Well, we make a fine trio. Can you take us into orbit?
Affirmative.
I got you a present, Blue.
A present?
Well, technically it's from my dad.
What is it?
It's in the cargo hold. Come on, I'll show you. There it is.
It's a box! How exciting!
The present is in the box.
Can Paris open it? Blue finds it difficult to do things with her little teddy bear hands.
Ah, well, that will no longer be a problem with your brand new...
HRB! It's an HRB!
That's right, it's a humanoid robot body, the latest model.
It looks... human.
Yeah, bit weird they've made them look like people now. But still, you'll be able to walk around, pick things up and...
Put me in! Put me in!
Okay.
Blue has human hands. And human feet. And look! I can jump again!
And your eyes are still blue.
I've got a nose, and ears, and a mouth. Look at this!
Yeah.
What's this weird stuff?
Hair.
What's it for?
Well, it's not really for anything.
Ooh, I can swish it. Swish, swish, swish,
that
swish.
That might get
swish,
annoying.
Swish. Thank you for my present, Paris.
It's from my dad.
Well, thank you for being my friend. Can I give you a human hug?
Sure.
We're gonna be okay. I know it.
We have left the atmosphere. What course shall I set?
Let's set a course to,
to adventure!
Yeah, why not?
to adventure.
Adventure!
You guys maybe want to pick a planet or star system or something like that?
Why don't you choose, Liberty Rocket?
Alrighty then. Off we go.